This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm going to try to be quite silent during this hour with Bert. I just wanted to mention, at the top of the hour news, Mercedes-Benz recalling 292,000 SUVs for potential brake failure. They talked about the brake booster. Class, what that is it's either hydraulically driven or vacuum driven. And what it does, it's a device attached to your brake system. You step on the brake and it adds assistance to the pressure that you push on the brake pedal. Because if you had to stop your vehicle with just your foot and the pressure needed, you'd probably have to stand on the brake pedal to stop a vehicle today. Okay? This particular device does probably 95% of the assistance that you avoid by having a brake booster. I've rebuilt them. Myself right here in our shop. It can be done, but it's a serious problem. There can be crashes because the brake booster can fail. Do not take this lightly. And this can happen to any vehicle. But why is it happening? I don't know. I haven't seen the Mercedes that they're talking about. I have not seen one that has failed. If I did, I'd tell you exactly what the problem is. But I don't understand it because I haven't seen one that has failed. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, let's hope they take care of that. Brakes are, you know, some recalls aren't so important, but brakes are. Hey, Vince, we were talking about ethanol, and, you know, I want to just mention a couple of things. It, just to show you how crazy the government can be when they just don't under, you know, the government says, oh, we're following the science. Well, they rarely follow the science. So ethanol, common sense, you've tested alcohol, just common sense, we know it doesn't work as well. But here's also the thing that we knew. It takes almost as much energy to make it as you get out of it. So I have in front of me a study by Stanford University Physics Department, and they basically look in the actual science of converting corn to alcohol and using as fuel. And in particular, they're concentrating on E85, but, I mean, the concept is going to be the same. It's just the higher the percent of alcohol, the more there's going to be a problem. And they also compare the United States to Brazil. Now, it turns out you can make alcohol very efficiently from sugarcane. You can't make it from corn. Again, it costs almost as much to make the alcohol from corn as you get value out of it. It's just a totally inefficient process. But sugar, really good. So so here's just some statistics between U.S. corn, Brazil sugarcane. Greenhouse gas emission reduction. Corn, U.S., 10 to 30%. Brazil, with sugarcane, 86 to 90%. Cost of production. Now, this was a few years old, so probably have to put inflation because of the cost of corn. But it says cost of production, U.S. per in U.S. gallon, $1.14 for corn, 83 cents for sugarcane, not taking into account any import gas. Tax. But let me go right to cut through all the physics, and let me just quote some of the closing remarks from this study. And I'm quoting here as I read this. The illusion exists that ethanol is the fuel of the future and will be able to meet and even exceed our increasing energy demands. The true truth is that the American ethanol fuel industry is far from doing so. Made from corn, ethanol in the United States is simply too expensive to produce, much more than gasoline, which is why there is a need for tax write-offs to encourage ethanol fuel productions. While the energy from fossil fuels needed to run farm machinery, fertilizer, harvest, transport, corn to ethanol plants and distilling the corn into alcohol, it takes almost as much energy to produce ethanol as it provides, and I'm quoting here. The energy gained is only 1.3 times more than the energy put in to produce the ethanol. Simply put, ethanol fuel should not have a future in the United States unless another more efficient feedstock is used, meaning don't use corn. More efficient distillation can also cut down on the production costs, thus making ethanol a more viable alternative fuel source. At the moment, the United States does not have any shortage of oil. According to the U.S. Minerals Management Service, coastal waters over the 48 states have an estimated 59 barrels of oil still to be tapped, rendering ethanol production unnecessary at present time. While its admirable goal to produce petroleum, to replace petroleum-based fuels with ethanol, it is not likely that such a goal will be realized in the near future. It would be better to focus on developing techniques to develop ethanol efficiently from cellulose plants or agricultural waste. That's the closing remarks of the study. Yet we continue to subsidize farmers to produce corn and make ethanol out of it. Why? I don't know. Politics.
I do know why, Bert. I do know why. We're off topic, but let me flesh this out because this is really important. I was sitting in my truck many, many years ago, about 10 years ago, with a guy who is a former state representative for the corrupt state of Missouri. By the way, Missouri is cleaning up its act, so that's kind of nice. But I said to him, so what about the ethanol in gasoline? He said he voted for it. And I looked at him, and I said, did you ever take a science class? It takes more than a gallon of alcohol to produce a gallon of alcohol. And it did. He said, you don't understand. No, it takes more, or it did take more at that time. And he said that, he said, Vinny, you don't understand the pressure I'm under, which really means he's a bribe taker or he's been blackmailed. That's what that means. Now, Bert, that was then. Yep. Now, fertilizer is 3X, so it now costs way more to produce a gallon of alcohol than it used to, because corn requires lots of fertilizer. So literally, we are depleting our farmland to make a less efficient fuel, to pollute the air more, to be subsidized by the generally dumb taxpayer, to subsidize the farmers to grow fuel that makes no sense whatsoever, which is what you said.
Yeah, as crazy as what you just said sounds, that's exactly what we're doing. And just to be clear, I think 10 or 15% alcohol is okay and may have some benefits, but going over that, all the things we've just outlined.
I have to differ with you, and I'll tell you why. We are replacing carburetors and repairing fuel systems like crazy, because what happens is the alcohol is absorbs the water. So you remember back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, there was this stuff that you could buy in a small can at all kinds of stores, and it's called dry gas. What would happen is if you had a gas tank in your vehicle, it's typically metal, and let's say you had half a tank of gas. The other half of the tank would be air. The air would have moisture in it. Ultimately, the moisture would condense and form water droplets at the bottom of the tank. And in the winter, a couple drops of water in the fuel line would stop the fuel line. It would freeze. The water would freeze. The gasoline wouldn't, and your car would get stuck. So what you did was you put some alcohol, which is called dry gas, maybe 8 ounces in a tank of fuel. And the alcohol would absorb the water, the gasoline would absorb the alcohol, and you'd burn those water droplets. They weren't great.
Yeah.
But that was just like a portion of a percent. Now we're talking 15% or more alcohol, and the systems, the fuel systems can't handle it. It's destroying carburetors in weed whackers, lawnmowers, rototillers, cars and trucks, everything.
Yeah. It
is destructive.
It varies by car. And unfortunately, when you go to the gas pump, you don't know if you're putting in 5% or 10% or 15%. They're supposed to put a tag there to say that there's alcohol in it, but at any given day, that percent can vary. So, you know, who knows? But anyhow, Vince, I do have a little bit of good news, and it's hard to see if this is meaningful or not, but today is one of the few days, and certainly one of the few Fridays, I can tell you that the stock market is significantly higher. And, you know, this has happened day after day over the past 4 or 5 months. And even when there was a rally, it would close down because, you know, especially some of the NASDAQ stocks were so overvalued that some of the, you know, let's say some of the gas taken out of them. But today, and I don't see any news anywhere that would account for this, so sometimes markets just behave on their own. But as we speak right now, forgive people, we're not a financial show, but the Dow is now up 455 points. NASDAQ really having a great day, up 365. S&P up 83, over 4,000 on the S&P. So is the worst over? I don't know. We've told, we've advised what our view was about the so-called Cathie Wood stocks that starting back in December, Vince, and those stocks have done awful. Some of them, because they were so artificially valued, so high, some of those stocks are down literally 80 or 90%. Her whole fund is down well over half, and I think I would still avoid those stocks. You can look it up, Cathie Wood stocks. They're just basically overvalued. Some of them are good companies. Some of them are flash in the pan that are not going to be around in a year or two, just crazy ideas. But either way, they were overvalued. But looking today, things are pointing up. And, of course, the best performing stocks, no surprise, are energy producers because we need more energy. And you get a double benefit buying energy stocks because they have been so low for so many years. You're buying them off a very low price. And I think as long as we don't cut back any more exploration and production with any crazy laws, I think if we can produce more oil and gas, I think the industry is going to do well in the next several years. So they're leading the market up, but pretty much everything's higher today, Vince. So cross your fingers. But, man, we had probably the worst financial situation since the Great Depression. And the Great Recession in 2008, 2009. So this was the worst stock market since then, since the beginning of the year. Is today, Friday the 13th, the day everything changes? I'm not predicting that, Vince, but it is an update.
Okay, you got some materials for the class regarding microwaves?
Well, the first thing I just to finish up on EVs, we talked about the benefits, but we're totally upfront about the problems. There's been a lot of fires because we still have not figured out how to fix the charging issues with, you heard about that tanker with, it was like a $1 billion loss with all the luxury EVs that sank, cargo ship, I said tanker, that sank because of a fire from the EV batteries in the cargo deck of the cargo ship, and they lost everything. The ship sunk because of an EV fire.
We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Chris, I just want to give you Gwyneth's update. She does have cell phone credits. We were able to get those to her. This is just a temporary patch. She still needs food for her horse hay. She needs food for her chickens. She needs dog food. And she needs groceries for herself. So if you'd like to send her some funds via PayPal, the email address, I'm going to give it to you with her permission. It's Gwyneth@gmail.com. That'll work with PayPal. Gwyneth@gmail.com. Guineeith. Guineeith@gmail.com. That's for PayPal. She spells it that way. Some people spell it differently, but it's Guineeith@gmail.com. And if you'd like to communicate with her, I set up an email last night, and it's really easy to remember. Really easy. Gwyneth@usapreparers.com. 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 Now, that doesn't work with PayPal yet. The USA Prepares email address does not work with PayPal at the moment, but we're going to try to make that happen. I'll let you know when it happens. But until then, please consider helping Gwyneth at gmail.com. Gwyneth, Guineeith, at gmail.com. Thank you so much for helping, class. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, and again, we're working on a website for her. So, Vince, a lot of people don't know this. It wasn't a big news item, but the Felicity Ace cargo ship was transporting 4,000, get this, Lamborghinis, Audis, efficiency of transporting them across the Atlantic Ocean. So most of these vehicles were EVs, high-end electric vehicles, or plug-in hybrids, also containing batteries. They believe the fire started in one of those vehicles, and when you park them tight, once one of them catches on fire, it's going to, you know, cars will burn, and it goes to the next car. So the whole cargo bay caught on fire. They thought they were going to save the ship, but because they evacuated the crew and the only water they were putting was on the outside of the boat, the fire continued to burn inside until it basically burnt a hole through the ship and it sank. And 4,000 luxury vehicles went to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean off the Azores, and plus, of course, the cargo ship lost. So they estimate the total loss in the hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe even close to a billion. Hard to say what value you put on the ship and you know, the value of the cars. Obviously, the value of the cars is zero right now, probably negative zero, because they think it could be a pollution problem now, because there is fuel on the cargo ship, and there's all those batteries and the toxic elements in them. So they don't know what to do. Obviously, the cars aren't usable, even if there were some that didn't catch on fire that could have been saved before it sank. So just to give you an idea, there's been EV charging fires everywhere all across the world. There's still problems that we have to work out into how we charge an EV battery. In particular, the problem is fast charging, because when you're fast charging, you're creating a lot of heat, and that heat can easily escalate out of control and cause the battery and the whole car to catch fire. And it's happened. I won't go through all the news reports. We've probably all seen them. EV in a garage catches fire, or whole garage, you know, and I'm talking, you know, it could be apartment or hotel garage. So not just your own garage, but that's happened as well. So there's problems we need to solve, no doubt about it. They just, you know, this might be a case where the technology has leapfrogged ahead of some of the safety that we got to keep track of. So just throwing that out there, you know, we talk about advantages of EVs, but there's also a lot of problems that we have to work out. Of course, we talked about charging. There's nothing worse than you're on a trip, you pull into the parking lot, you're going to go have dinner while your car's charging, and there's no operational charger to use. What do? You're basically stranded. You cannot call out AAA. I mean, maybe at some point they will have AAA outfitted with fast chargers, but they don't have that right now.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen this, Bert. I saw a guy who on the internet, he ran out of electricity, and so what they did was they brought him a gas power generator. You know, one that you pull with a rope and you start it up. And So I'm pretty sure that AAA is going to start outfitting their trucks, their service vehicles, with gas power generators so we can have these efficient EVs.
Yeah.
I love it. What a great idea.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
$40 billion in proposed aid to Ukraine is stuck in the Senate after Senate Republican Rand Paul blocked passage of the bill, saying the United States economy will only suffer with more spending. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty agrees.
Well, that money certainly has a place, a better place, and a higher use, in my view. to be dealt with issues right here at home. Again, borrowing money that we don't have, to spending it on areas of the world where there may be a crisis. I don't think America has anything against Ukraine. We don't want to see them fail, but we have problems right here at home.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Senator Paul says he wants language inserted into the bill without a vote that would have an inspector general scrutinize the new spending. A new Monmouth University poll found that President Joe Biden's approval rating is 38%, and only 18% of Americans say the country is on the right track. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As COVID cases across the nation increase, the president marks a grim milestone.
One day after his party failed to pass a massive abortion rights bill in the Senate, President Joe Biden paused on Thursday to remember the 1 million people in the U.S. who've died from COVID-19.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
The president is calling on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the state's legislature to allow families to put education dollars towards schools of their choice, including private schools. Abbott saying empowering parents means giving them the choice to send their children to any public school, charter school, or private school with state funding following the student. The Miami Heat are going to the Eastern Conference Finals after eliminating the Philadelphia 76ers 99-90 in Game 6 of the NBA playoffs. Miami will face either the Bucks or Celtics for the right to go to the finals. Out west, the Dallas Mavericks aren't going home just yet after taking down the Phoenix Suns 113-86 in Game 6 of their series. The two will meet Sunday in Phoenix for Game 7. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So during the break, I went into the kitchen and our son and Mrs. Fennelli were in there working. And I said, hey, I got an idea for a business for you. And I was talking to our son. I said, take that diesel generator that we've got here at the farm, put it in the back of your truck, and you can go rescue. You can go rescue electric vehicles that are stuck on the side of the road because there really is no fix for them right now other than to tow them. And I said, half-hour charge, you can get them to the, you know, to the next spot where they get a charge. And he said, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So not that, it may not be that great a business, though, Vince, because not all cars have, not all EVs have what's called fast charger. So if you got a slow charge, you really want to wait around for 4 hours while the car is charged. I mean, and if you just do it for 10 10 minutes, that's going to be enough to, you know, get to the, you know, maybe down the highway to the next exit or gas station.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's all I'm talking about. You know, rather than, you know, bend the suspension components by, you know, putting it up on a truck, you know, hauling it in.
Yeah.
You're better off. If you can avoid, towing a vehicle, putting it on a truck, you're way better off, because there's a great potential for damage to the suspension and the alignment and so forth. And that's another $100 or a couple hundred dollars to have that taken care of. And it's never right. It's never right after that's done. So, you know, I just heard on the bottom of the hour news that that Joe is he's kind of mourning the loss of a million people who've died from COVID. But the same guy is supporting the murder of people who can't defend themselves. I'm talking about infants, pre-born or just born. Yeah, our guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Okay. It's disgusting. Nothing's going right. So, Bert, I was so annoyed during, not the bottom of the hour commercial, but the one just before that. I wrote a new announcement for SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. I suggest you consider going there. We are under attack on all sides. Nothing is going right. Everything is broken. And we have a bunch of buffoons running the show. I'm not talking about GCN. I'm talking about the federal government and state government. We've got buffoons. We're surrounded by buffoons.
Yeah.
And the only thing that can fix this is free speech. The only thing that can help you survive is free speech. Because if you believe what mainstream media is telling you, you're going to end up suffering. Or maybe even dying from not having the food and supplies that you need.
Yeah. You know, Vince, so I've said that a long time. It's, I always have hope as long as we have free speech, because no matter what mistakes we make, if we can talk it through and be allowed to have open, free discussion, it seems we always end up, as Churchill said, the U.S. will always, after trying everything else, do the right thing. So you're absolutely right, Vince. There's nothing more important than free speech, because every other thing that we do, every other benefit we have to living in this great country comes from free speech.
And to that end, I even support and endorse the right of those who disagree with us and beat us up on an almost daily basis for what we say here at USA Prepares. I support the right to free speech. I don't support the right for them to shout fire in a crowded theater. I don't support their right to say COVID is fake fraud and to use their term BS. I think that's dangerous. I know it's dangerous. Three people in my family are dead from COVID. Not my immediate family, but my extended family. I don't support the right to encourage infanticide, murder. I don't support that right of free speech. You have a right to say whatever you want, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. I'm not talking about, you know, hate speech. I'm talking about inflicting physical damage, death, those kinds of things. It stops before that.
Even saying bad things about people or other people listening will turn it off or think you're a buffoon or whatever. But, you know, if you want to go out and say it, say it. So, again, as long as you're not hurting another human being, and that's really the only distinction that I think there is.
Or anything else that's living or the planet. I don't endorse anybody who wants to perform ecocide or genocide or infanticide or homicide or canine side or feline side or even mosquito side. I don't encourage that. We need the mosquitoes. We need the bugs, the bees, and all the rest of it. But we don't need them as vectors to carry disease.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Twitter, Vince, because Elon may be backing out of the deal. I suspect another part of what has happened is he got in under the hood, started looking at everything and realizing that all he's buying is an office building full of wokesters that don't even go into work. It's being run by computers, And he's actually looking at what he was going to pay, how many billions of dollars for the company. And it might have occurred to him that he can start from scratch and build something better and staff it and get it going for a fraction of what he was going to pay to get Twitter. So that might be part of what's going on right now, too. He might be planning to just go and start his own competitive company.
I looked at some of the images of some of the people who are working for these woke companies, and they've got, you know, multicultural hair. I'm talking about pink and yellow and blue and green, and sometimes, you know, rainbow hair. And I look at them with a sports jacket on and a T-shirt, and I look at them, you know, with a sports coat, blue jeans, no socks. And I look at them and I think, these are the people who are running these multi-billion dollar companies. They can't even figure out how to dress. They can't remember to shave. I mean, they look unkempt, dirty. And I don't want any part of it. I really don't want any part of it. You know, yesterday we took some pictures, and I sent Dr. Sheely and Lou an email this morning. And I said that I don't want any of the pictures of me or our son on social media. I don't want that. So I was very careful with the pictures that I took, very, very careful, so that, you know, you won't really be able to make out the faces and use, you know, facial recognition with the ones I took. But I want to make sure that no one else took any that compromised the location of Dr. Sheely's home, where he lives, and those kind of things. Because big tech is really not our friend. Zuckerberg thinks we're a bunch of, now, he's got a profane word for us, but he thinks we're a bunch of dummies.
Yeah.
And some people really are. But well, he's exploiting.
Vince, I'm glad you're coming around on Elon, and I'm going to see if...
I'm not coming around on Elon. No, I think he's dangerous. But I think he's one of the most dangerous people on the planet, you know, with his Starlink and all the rest of it, you know, the microwaves and the boring holes and the fast transport to Europe. I mean, none of it's necessary. None of what he's doing Elon Musk has done is necessary.
Vince, and I just professed believing in free speech. Let's see if we can get him to come on Class for USA Prepares and talk about those things. I think, throw it at him. I think he'd be fair to challenge us on every one of those topics you just brought up. So let's see if we can get him to appear.
I love it. That's your homework. Please contact him.
Okay.
You're in those circles.
Well, you know, he did come to the Babylon Bee and spent a couple hours. It's a great, if anyone wants to look it up, it is an absolute great interview. You get into the mind and the psyche of Elon, and plus they're joking around. And I won't give away some of the punchlines, but it's a great interview. You can look it up, Babylon Bee and Elon. He just shows up with a can of coffee and sits down and just opens up to the two editors there. Great interview. And, you know, as I've said, I admire him for what he's done. But let's get him on USA Prepares, and we can challenge him on Starlink and the Boring Company and Tesla. And right there, a guy that runs three or four companies, that's pretty amazing, given some of them are the biggest, you know, corporations in the world. If you take market capitalization, I don't know if people know Tesla is bigger. I mean, I think it's overvalued, and he'll even tell you himself, but it's worth more than Ford and GM put together, and they don't make anywhere near as many vehicles. So, Vince, I think it'd be an interesting hour or two if we could get Elon to appear on Class. So,
well, I'm all for it. I will do my part to make it happen. If you can get him to communicate with us, I'll do my best to persuade him to come on the air with us. I'll tell him I'll be polite.
Okay. Well, thanks for the balance of Class, and I know we're coming up to a break, but I want to change the subject to something that will take us in a totally different direction. But we're going to have something occurring in Washington that has not happened in over 50 years. And I'm not talking about passing a bill that makes financial sense. I'm talking about Congress next week is going to be holding, hopefully open to the public, hearings congressional hearing. Unfortunately, it's chaired by a guy who I'm not sure has his head on straight, Adam Schiff. But that said, it's going to, you know, have a panel of various congressmen, and they will be interviewing generals and scientists and various people to explore the topic of UFOs and where some of the money's gone in some of the research projects and some of the news that has come out, especially from the Navy Department, which seems to be more open about releasing films and incident reports and various things of what they've had following them around in their fleet exercises and some of the things. So that is coming up next week, and you know, hopefully next Friday we can cover more in what's occurring. But I'm going to guess it's going to be on C-SPAN. I'm not sure about that, but it'll, you know, there's certainly probably a way we can tune in and watch it, so it should be fascinating.
You know, when President, it's absolutely true, class. By the way, don't believe anything we say, but this is true. President Bill Clinton really wanted to know about UFOs and aliens, if they're real. That was one of the burning questions that he had when he became President of the United States, Bill Clinton. And what he found out was his security clearance wasn't high enough. They wouldn't tell him. They wouldn't tell him. How about that? So I've got my doubts as to what Congress is going to find out with an open hearing in front of cameras with us. I mean, I'd love to know what they know. I believe that there are UFOs. I believe that there is alien life. How could there not be? I mean, Bert.
Carl
Sagan taught us.
Yeah, to think we're the only people in the universe, and the universe is so massive you can't even comprehend in our brain how massive the universe is. But to think we're the only intelligent life. If Vince, I'm not so sure we're intelligent all the time, but to think that we're the only intelligent life is very conceited.
To think that we're the biggest and the best and the be-all and end-all is arrogant. And I believe that was the word that our professor Carl Sagan used. That would be arrogant of us to think that. So we're not alone, class. Imagine if we were alone.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So if you'd like to help Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, you can send her funds via PayPal, Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, at gmail.com, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, at gmail.com. If you'd like to communicate with her, you can use her new email address. It's brand new, Gwyneth, at usapreparers.com, Gwyneth, at usapreparers.com. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, so, and again, we're trying to get a site set up as well for GoGive, maybe we can tie it to our PayPal account instead of having to have a bank account, because we were trying to work out how to do it. If she's in Australia, there's no Australian banks that I know of that have offices here in the U.S., but we'll figure that out. So Vince, hey, turns out by total coincidence, it wasn't planned, your farm is very close to one of the sites in the country renowned for UFO sightings. It's actually been amazing that just week after week for the past few decades, UFOs continue to show up in this area of Missouri. And how far would you say it is from your ranch, Vince? Is it an hour and a half or so?
Yeah, roughly. We're talking about Marley Woods.
Yeah, we're talking about Marley Woods. So I was introduced to it by some fellow UFO researchers, the famous Jacques Vallée and some of his people that he works with, other scientists, introduced me and brought me to the area. And Vince, you accompanied me, and we got to explore it and meet some of the ranchers and farmers that work on the area. It's basically three ranches. And because they don't want to give the coordinates out, they another UFO researcher came up with the idea of calling it Marley Woods, but you won't really find that on the map, so we're not disclosing the actual location. But for whatever reason, these strange sightings have been occurring almost weekly for about 25 or 30 years now, and it's not the typical, you know, spaceship that lands and aliens come out. It's something even more advanced. It's like plasma balls of light. But there is some intelligence because they will follow people and vehicles and interact with people and vehicles. And these plasma sightings, and the best way I could describe them, if you look at the opening scenes of Close Encounters of the Third Kind and you see those plasma balls that are following the guys around in the truck, that's exactly what these are. And, in fact, I think Marley Woods inspired inspired that scene. And in fact, talking about Close Encounters, the French scientist in that movie is modeled after Jacques Vallée, the French scientist, who's also a friend of mine. So very interesting, Vince, that you happen to have the Finelli Ranch so close and, able to go and explore, and hopefully we'll be down there at another date doing some further research. And if you remember, one of the ranchers actually built a house for scientists, a little cabin for scientists to stay in. If you don't want to go into town, which is quite far away, you can stay at this cabin if you're doing research. So kind of fascinating. And next week, as I said, for the first time in 50 years, U.S. is going to be holding open hearings on the topic of UFOs. So we'll see what happens then.
Yeah, Bert, you and I were in that cabin, and we met the local farmers in that area. And I don't know if you knew this, Bert, but we were looking at two properties for our farm to buy in Missouri. And one of them was right there in Marley Woods, literally. And I wonder if it was for sale because the farmer who bought or owned the land was terrified of what was happening.
That's him calling up saying it's for sale again.
Well, you know, we didn't buy it. And, you know, we talked to the family. We took pictures of the, it had a barn on it. It was a really big barn with short walls. And we were going to convert this really large barn into a house. It was a steel-sided barn. And it was fenced and cross-fenced. It was immaculate. And I just couldn't hit it off with the seller. The seller was just absolutely arrogant. He was just impossible to even talk with. So we bought the current farm that we have, which is, you know, roughly an hour and a half away. And I'm kind of glad we did because it's a much better farm. And it was a little less in cost per acre, so it really worked out well. So, you know, those kind of things do happen. You know, for some reason, there's some intervention to guide you in the right path if you're willing to accept that guidance. One last thing I wanted to mention. We were talking about Gwyneth, and I asked her, because one of the questions that you had was, you know, is Gwyneth willing to move to the United States? So I asked her again last night, and she said that, you know, God is telling her, the Holy Spirit is telling her to stay where she is for the moment. But if she gets divine intervention that she needs to pick up and go, she's going to pick up and go. So for right now, her guidance is telling her to stay where she is. Bert, this has been an absolutely riveting class. I'm looking forward to discussing with you next week, if that's all right with you, what we learned from Congress's interviews regarding unidentified flying objects and aliens. I hope they actually tell us the truth, but our government is known for lying since day one, starting with blaming the Indians for throwing the tea into Boston Harbor. Bert, thank you so much.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.